Updating or redesigning your website? You're not alone. In fact, I launched my new website last week, and today I share some lessons learned so that you can steal them and make your website resonate with your dream clients. Listen up. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and in this solo show, I share strategies and tactics that you can use to advance your career as a lettering artist or illustrator. In the previous episode, we discussed why some portfolio websites don't work and how to avoid the pitfalls. Now, you can go check it out. It's episode number 95. And it will be really useful for you, regardless of whether you already have an online portfolio or you're trying to build your own from scratch. Now, last week, I relaunched my own website, and I'd like to share with you some of the things that I have learned along the way so that you can use them on your own path and experience and all of the different occasions in which you will be either updating your website or redesigning your website or launching your website from scratch. And I always say that you know that you're finished with your website once you start redesigning it. That means that maintaining and redesigning your website is an ongoing task. You will find out, you know, if you're creating your website from scratch, you will find out that in the moment that you put the website online, you will already find things that you want to tweak or improve, and that's totally fine. Your website is an ongoing task that you should have as a lettering artist or illustrator, and you should keep it updated. You should tweak things so that it works better. You should try out different things to see if that impacts in the number of people contacting you through your website. You know, your website, I always say, is a tool that allows your potential clients to contact you first, to discover you, to find out whether you can help them solve their problem, and it's a tool that helps them contact you and hire you, right? And it's also for you a tool to make your business grow and make a living as a lettering artist or illustrator. Now, what I'm telling you is nothing new. However, I see many artists out there neglecting that part of their business. They don't update their website. They don't optimize their website. Their website doesn't communicate their current focus or what are they focusing on at the moment. Or their website is not used as a tool to connect with their ideal clients. And this is just a lot of missing opportunities. Your website is your way of inviting your customers into your world, showing them how you can help them, what are the things that you can do for them, and how do you solve their problems, right? And if you don't use these tools and instead you focus most of your efforts into other strategies, like for instance, social media or being on Twitter all day, you're missing out on the chance of using a very strong tool like a website and an online portfolio to generate those leads, to have those clients contacting you and hire you. Now, as you move forward in your career as a lettering artist or illustrator, you will start different projects, you will pivot your focus, you will discover through making what are the clients and the projects that your work serves better, right? And personally, it happened to me as I was building my career as a lettering artist that I started a lot of different side projects, a lot of different income streams, which were really useful for me to understand what are the things in which I'm best at. I always speak about the overlap, or finding the overlap between what is what you're great at doing and what the people want from you. And I found that throughout my career, I have tried so many different things that I have that has allowed me or that approach has allowed me to find that overlap, to understand, you know, from the things that I love doing, what are those things that resonate the best with the market and with the people I can serve better, which at the end of the day will allow me to make a living as an artist and build a business around my skills. Now, of course, of all of these things that I self-initiated through time or throughout my career, they were getting a place onto my website, right? So for instance, my workshops and my online shop and all of these different self-initiated projects that I created, they were getting a space into my website, right? And at the end of the day, I found myself with a website that served a lot of different purposes and had a lot of different income streams and a lot of different things to explore. So it didn't really serve the purpose of speaking directly to our customers. So that we decided, because of that, we decided to streamline our communication and simplify what we were showcasing in the website. And when I say we, it's because my team and I had a few discussions around this and decided, okay, what are the things that we are focusing on at the moment and how can we make our website serve those people and speak to that audience that we are working for at the moment, right? And this is when we decided to redesign our website, which essentially involved reshaping our communication and reshaping our copy and the way we spoke about what we do, who we do it for, and how we solve their problem. And it was a very worrisome project. If you have ever put your website online or redesigned your website, it could be an endless project, but we set up a very tight deadline and that was really useful for us in terms of saying, okay, this is it. We're gonna put it out there. We're gonna continue tweaking it as it's as we go, but we put the website out there and we stop procrastinating around what are the things we can do, what are the animations or the photos that we want to include and all of that. So we try to keep the website simple, and this allowed us to have it done in a short time. But throughout the process of redesigning the website and reshaping the copy, I learned a few things, and I think they could be useful for you in terms of your own website. I know that that you may be in the process of building your portfolio or reshaping your portfolio, or you may have an online portfolio for a long time and you haven't touched it for a long time. And this episode hopefully will give you a few hints on what are the things that you could be improving, or what are the things that I learned through the process of redesigning my website that could be useful for your own portfolio. So let's get right into it. First, a reminder, keep your website updated was such a game changer in this case. And one of the things that I really celebrate from the process of redesigning our website is that the website was updated. We always kept it updated. So that it means that it had all of the projects that we ever worked on, because you shouldn't put all of the projects that you ever worked on, but it had the projects that we really wanted to showcase, and we always kept it updated, right? And that made the work of redesigning the website easier, because we didn't have to upload new content. We just had to reshape what was there, right? We had to change styles, and we had to change perhaps, of course, the copy and perhaps some of the structure. But the content, creating the mock-ups, creating the photos and the pictures and all of that was there. We always kept it updated. We always uploaded fresh pictures as we go. If we had a new portrait picture of me or of a member of the team, we were uploading those. So we always kept it updated. And that's a great reminder for you to keep your website updated, not only because it serves the purpose, you know, it helps the website serve the purpose that it has to serve, which is, you know, speaking about how great you are at doing your work and how well you can serve your potential customers with that. But also when the moment comes of updating or reshaping your website or redesigning your website, you don't have all that load of things that you have to do on top of that. So you're not only redesigning your website, but you're also like uploading 3 years of projects that you haven't updated throughout the past years, right? So first thing that I learned, keep your website updated. The number two thing that I learned is to make sure that the important things are at the forefront, not more than that. So as I said before, because we had with my team or throughout my career, I had explored so many different side projects and so many different venues of income streams. I had a place for those things on my website, right? So for instance, my homepage had work for clients and the work we do for students and the, you know, my Instagram account, which throughout time built a big audience, then the books that I have published and on and on, right? So it had really, the homepage was a showcase of all of the things that I had going on. This podcast was on the homepage. So we decided to streamline the homepage by simplifying and focusing on important things, which are some of the things that we discussed on the last episode, but I'm gonna go through them again. So we streamlined the homepage by simplifying and focusing on the important things, which is who we serve, who are we currently serving with the business, what is the problem we solve for them, and how we solve it, and what are the ways in which we solve it. What are the ways to work with us, essentially, right? So we focus on, at least on the homepage, we decided to streamline the communication there and just speak to the people we serve. We state the problem that we solve for them. We make them feel understood around the problem that we solve for them, and we let them know that we understand their problem and therefore we have solutions for those problems, right? Now, you as a lettering artist or illustrator, you can think how that will look like in your own business. What is the people you serve with your work? What is the problem that you're solving for them? Because at the end of the day, with your art, by doing the work you love doing, you're also helping your customers achieve a certain goal, sell more products, connect with their audience, communicate with their potential customers. You are really solving a problem for them that they cannot solve by themselves, and therefore they hire you. So I want to invite you to think, you know, who are the people that you're serving? Right? And what is the problem that you're solving for them? And what are your ways of solving that problem for them? Right? And all of this needs to be stated on your website. It should be showcased on your website on one way or another, through work, through the way you showcase your projects, through the headline that you use at the top above the fold of your website, through the copy on your website, through the way you introduce yourself and you talk about your story and how that connects with the solutions that you offer. So this is what we did when we were redesigning the website, and we made sure that the important things were at the forefront, which means the homepage, right? And we just focus on that. And our homepage is now really simple. And you can just scroll down the homepage and understand exactly who we work for and what we offer and how you can work with us. And that's it. Now, another thing that I learned through redesigning the website is that it's something that actually we have implemented for a long time, which is providing value. This is a great way of connecting with potential customers. And I have to say that I realized this in the past 5 or 6 years. It wasn't until I was advanced in my career as a lettering artist that I realized, hey, I need to provide some sort of value to my customers to make them understand that, you know, I know about this, and to make them understand that I have the solution for their problem, you know, to build my authority. And it happens often that especially portfolio websites and websites of artists and illustrators, that the website turns out to be a showcase of the person and their work. And therefore, they either speak about themselves all the time and about the work they love doing and about the things that they enjoy. And the website should be about your clients and how you can help them, right? And I feel that this is something that I also did in the very beginning, that I was, you know, I was using my website as a showcase for myself. And it was like, I'm the star of this website. Whereas it should be the opposite. You should be the person offering your help to solve your potential customers, the problems of your potential customers, right? So back to the idea of providing value, I think it really turns the things around in terms of saying, like, you're not here for me, I'm here for you, and therefore I provide you with value. I give you a certain bit of information that can help you find a solution to your problems. And by doing that, I also build my authority and I show you how I can help you do that, right? So right now, for instance, in the website, because we have created throughout the past year, so many of this value for our students and the people we coach, we have now in a specific site or a specific section of our website dedicated to showcase and to provide all of this value in one place. And it's called free resources, so that anyone who comes to our website, they can explore those free resources and download any of those free resources for free. And it provides them with that value. So it helps them solve a certain problem. And it also helps them understand whether we are a good fit, right? Whether we are people who can help them and who can solve their problem, right? So providing value is something that I have done throughout my entire career, and more intentionally in the last years, and it have always had a good impact on the business and on my ability to make a living doing what I do. Now, the other thing that we learn, or that I learned through redesigning my website, is not to overthink, to put the website out there. Just put it out there. And here I want to speak again about the magical effect of deadlines, because I often speak about the power of deadlines and how they make us achieve our goals and stop procrastinating. Because the truth is that you can really spend years redesigning your website. And just to give you an idea, in my coaching program for lettering artists and illustrators, the thing that the coaches spend the most time with and they delay the most is creating their website. And we start early with designing their portfolio and tweaking and optimizing their portfolio. And most of them get to publish their website right at the beginning of the program, when they have, when they can see that deadline coming for, like coming closer, when they can see that the program is finishing and they need to get this done. This is the moment where everyone is publishing their websites, right? So again, having a clear deadline, especially for a project like putting, designing your website, is very useful in order to make that happen, right? And we, in the studio, we set ourselves a really tight deadline of a month to put the new website online. And that made the trick for us. And as I said before, a month may seem like a very challenging deadline, and it was, but at the same time, it allowed us to work very intentionally and very organized towards that goal. And as I said before, having a website that is updated already, that has all of the content that needs to be there, and that we only need to tweak, you know, the styles or resize the images or change the copy, it made everything a lot easier. Now, the last thing that I learned, and I think it's gonna be really useful for you as well, is that you really make sure that it is, your website is speaking to the right clients, because we often want to speak to everybody. We always want to keep the doors open for everybody, because we believe that the more we keep doors open for people to contact us or to work for different projects, the more work we will get. And it's actually the opposite. As we fine-tune our communication and we started speaking directly to our students, you know, we, with my team, we help graphic designers, illustrators, and aspiring artists master the art of hand lettering, build a portfolio of stunning work, which is many of the things we share here on the podcast. And we help them also make a living doing what they love, right? And nevertheless, the website, at some point, it was speaking to them, but also to our one-to-one clients, and also to our to agencies. So it was speaking to so many different people that it wasn't efficient in terms of connecting with the right audience and with the right clients that we can serve the best with the things we offer, right? And as we fine-tuned that message and we made it really clear on our homepage and everywhere on our site that we are working for students, we help graphic designers, illustrators and aspiring artists create amazing work and make a living doing what they love, the response to the website was skyrocketing. And that means that the website served its purpose of allowing our ideal customers to contact us and to connect with us, and allowed us to make business with them, right? So that is how important it is to speak to the right clients. If you're just speaking to everybody, the right clients will not connect with you, right? Now, if you're speaking directly to them and you're putting them a name and a tag and a certain category in the world of potential clients, they will resonate. If you're speaking to, if your website is speaking to editors and publishing houses, then editors and publishing houses that visit your website will say like, oh, okay, they're talking to me. So I will feel more comfortable connecting with you, contacting you, and hiring you, right? So the same happened in this case when we redesigned the website and we adjust our communication. We stated clearly that we help graphic designers, illustrators, and aspiring artists do amazing work and make a living doing what they love. And this came back to us in terms of response and in terms of the possibility of connecting with those clients, and that will eventually bring more business into the company and allows us to make a bigger impact onto the people we are working for, right? So think for yourself, in your case, What are the people that you are serving? How can you directly speak to them? And how you can narrow down your message so that they feel seen and heard. So let's go through all the learnings of redesigning a portfolio that will hopefully serve you as you launch your new portfolio, your new online portfolio, or will help you tweak things in your existing portfolio. So keep your website updated. Don't forget about this. Your website should be updated often so that it showcases fresh work and it really connects you with your ideal clients. Number two, make sure that the important things are at the forefront. And for this, streamline your homepage and streamline overall the entire page, right? You need to state who you serve, what is the problem that you solve for them, and how you solve it, right? What are the different ways that they have to work with you? What are the services that you offer? That's all you want to have on your website. And this is what will make it clear for your potential clients to whether you are a good fit or not. Number three, provide value. And this is a benefit in twofold. First, it helps your client first before asking for money. You help them first before even going into a commercial transaction, right? And number two, it will help you build authority in their eyes. So they will consume your content or the value that you're providing, and they will understand, okay, this person can help me, right? Because it already, he or she provided me with a lot of value, so I will hire them to go a step farther and solve the actual problem that I have. Number 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't overthink. Put your website out there, set yourself a tight deadline, and make it happen. A website project can go on for years, and you don't want that. You want your website up and running as fast as possible because it's a tool for you to make a living with your skills. And number five, make sure that it's speaking to the right clients. Don't try to speak to every client out there. Narrow it down to just those clients that you can serve the best with your work, right? And as you start naming them and putting a name on them, right, they will resonate with you and they will contact you. If you're speaking to everybody out there, they will not get to connect with you and they will probably not see you as the solution for their problem. So I hope that all of these things that I have learned through redesigning and launching my own website will be useful for you and as you shape your new website or as you tweak the website that you already have online. I invite you also to check my website and let me know what you think. What are the things that you would change? And if you see some room for improvement, I also invite you to just check the free resources on martinaflor.com. That's the URL of my website. I also invite you to check the free resources section that we have, especially for those interested in exploring lettering and also making for illustrators and lettering artists that are interested in making a living with their art. So hopefully you will find a lot of value in those free resources that we have put out there. And I hope you have a great week and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye. Hey, learning and mastering hand lettering can be incredibly overwhelming and frustrating. However, a proven framework can help you see real progress, populate a portfolio with standout work, attract paid assignments, and become your source of income. Sign up for my upcoming free masterclass called A Roadmap to Master the Art of Hand Lettering and Unlock Your Full Potential as an Artist. Hear what previous students have said about it.
Hi, my name is Joke and I'm a lettering artist from the Netherlands. I always thought I knew about letter forms and how to create them. But somehow, whenever my lettering was off, I never quite knew what it was or how to correct it. I now feel a lot more confident in my lettering and I know what to look for. I know how to correct my own mistakes. And it's amazing.
Sign up now through the link in the description of the episode. I'll see you there.